Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about talking. We're talking and trying to get our heads around our own self-talk and what that may mean for us, and some simple tips on how we can be a little bit kinder in our own inner monologue so that we can then feel a little bit kinder about ourselves and go a little bit easier on ourselves in our day-to-day life. So the idea of self-talk is actually based on a number of psychological concepts that are linked around our sense of self in the world. So our self-identity, our sense of self-worth, our sense of self-esteem are all ways in which we understand who we are in the world and how important we are to ourselves and to others. And most importantly, how we actually see ourselves in our social relationships with other selves. So the first thing about self-talk is that we actually develop this from the moment we're born. We continually develop our sense of self and our understanding of ourself in our interactions with other people from the day we're born. So we're largely social beings and we're shaped by our social environment. So the first downside or the first thing to be really, really careful of is to consider, is to think about the impact of others' talk about ourselves on our own self-talk. And the way that often plays itself out is if we are told something at particularly crucial periods in our life, or if we're told something enough, we actually start to believe that about ourselves. It starts to shape and form our own self-identity, and by virtue of that, our own self-talk. And that can be related to a lot of things like low self-esteem for people that don't see themselves too favorably, that are unduly hard upon themselves, or even low self-worth and related mental health issues that can come from that, and even relationship issues that can come from that as well. So the first thing would be, is the message that I've been told by other people about myself actually the one which I would like to believe about who I am and what I'm worth in the world? And there are some simple things you can do to change that and to spot that in your everyday interactions if you're clued into that. So the first thing's always about awareness on Mind Games. The next thing about self-talk is that we have it and it never goes away. It either works for us or it has the potential to work against us, but it's always there. We're always trying to understand ourselves, and we have our own internal monologue which helps to frame and understand how we act and how we are in the social world. The next big tip on Mind Games would be to basically practice being able to see your own self-talk, to be able to hear and get in touch with your own inner monologue and tune into that conversation which is in there. The next step is to then ask yourself whether this is happy and healthy self-talk, positive self-talk, or potentially, is this negative self-talk? Am I being quite hard on myself? If someone else was saying this about us, would we be quite happy hearing that? Or would we actually be putting our hands up and saying, that's not okay to talk about me like that? Or more importantly, if this was someone talking about a friend of ours, would we be happy having that information discussed about our friends and the people that we love? Because part of self-talk is actually about self-respect as well and self-love. And so sometimes by considering what this would mean for some other person, we're actually a lot more able to manage our own self-talk better and be a lot kinder to ourselves. So tune into yourself this week on Mind Games.